This is Young with Words with me, Angawe Mbali. Thank you for tuning in. So this morning I had a little bit of an issue that I wasn't giving me a little bit of a headache. So I took it to friends of mine whom, well, they don't like being called this, but I consider them like that. The wise ones, the guys who can actually read the book of Proverbs, and they're not very old nor young, they are relative where they can actually write it and read it to themselves to advise themselves. So that the wise young adults. So I had this issue and I put it to them, I mean their group, and so I thought it's the best place for me actually to get some help, per se. And so one of them just replied personally and said something interesting. From some of the things she has been hearing, she has some of the sermons or the different preachers that she has been listening to, and she said that in one of the sermons, the preacher said, "People don't stay where there are no results." Oh, that's. I'll say it again: people don't stay where there are no results. Now that hit me different. Like, wow. Okay. Yeah, people don't stay where there are no results. Maybe it's just me noticing this, but have you realized there are many young adults who have questions about the faith? And so for some reason, and I don't mean like their simple failing, but for some reason they don't get the answers, or the answers they get gives them more questions, and the people in faith don't prefer not to be asked questions. Some get very aggravated, very annoyed when they are asked questions. So, and people in my age, in our age, are asking very, very, very valid questions, all kinds of questions. And answers like, "I do not know," or answers like, "You are not supposed to ask questions," do not stand a chance. Because I believe there is a wave of people who want to understand what are they ascribing to. And so answers that don't explain it validly would give them enough reason not to care much about it, considering there is a lot of topics, concepts, theologies, theories, and all these things. There is so much information that is being shared that people are starting compartmentalizing or picking what they care most about, and whatever is not about them, they leave. And so when they come and ask the very fundamental questions of our faith, or questions that have raised more questions, the people who should be giving the answers, they're not really giving the answers. Instead, they will just meander and do some cataracts, and a few answers down the line, these people leave. Like, you're not hearing me, you're just answering your own question, and so I leave. But this statement this lady told me on WhatsApp was just, I have to repeat it: people don't stay where there are no results. And the question is, if people are leaving the faith, is it because the old rugged cross is no longer working? Or what we have been fed no longer applies? Because it's very possible that whatever you've been fed is not exactly the cross, is what would insinuate to be the cross. The book of Jude says something interesting about that, where it says something like, there are people who have been crushed in, who have found ways to make the word to look like, to be serving their own interest. And for some reason, the way God has designed His word is in a way that it won't do whatever you want it to do. It will only do what it's supposed to do. And because He says in His word, when as like the rain comes down and never leaves and never goes back without a change, so it's His word. When it comes down, it has to make the change. So the people that we believe are supposed to be showing us the signs, showing us the road, the way, if they feed us food that is not exactly of God, then it won't give a result. And since people don't stay where there are no results, does it mean that the food that have been feeding a majority of us no longer gives the result that is expected? Because I do know that the word of God is true. I do know that the word of God is impactful. Now, but there are people who are living the faith, and they are giving very, very valid reasons. So the question is, where is the problem? Because there is no way anybody can actually, with a full certain mind, say that the word of God doesn't make change. No. So we cannot say that, because there is actual fact that the word of God is true, that the word of God transcends time, that the word of God stands on its own. Actually, is the cornerstone. Other truths fall short to it. And that word has changed people, not even just in one facet, in all facets of our life. So where is the problem? Where is the case where, what is the problem to the point that people are living but with valid reasons? And the weird part is this, that this is happening in areas where there is no such great afflictions to the people who publicly state that they are born again. Like, you can go to town everywhere, that there is always somebody preaching, and basically not even the kanjo can stop them. They can be in town and preach for 2 hours. They can walk around. Basically, in every street, you can at least find a preacher. And kanjo is not doing anything. The police are not doing anything about it. They are letting them do as they will, as they are preaching. So, in this country right now, the word of God is free. You basically don't have to do much to attain it. But for some reason, at the same time, in countries and places where this is readily available, is the same place where people are living in droves, living the faith in droves. Whereas in countries that to actually get it, to get the word, you have to actually hide. That even to have fellowship with your brethren, you have to behave like spies. You have to hide and hide and hide and look for the wisdom where to meet. You have to send like very secret messages and all those things. Those places, when there are people who are born again in those places, it's very hard to find them going back, unless they are there as just people who are just want to destroy. So it begs the question, if in these countries people will do everything, in these countries that people are, the word of God is scarce, in those countries, the people who are born again in those countries, they stay and they become proficient, they seek this God with everything, and their lives are changed. They become a difference, to the extent that when people are looking at them, like, yep, these people are very different. They have met somebody or something that is not usual. And yet in these countries that are, the word of God is free, is readily available. Basically, you don't have to jump many hoops to get it. These are the countries where people are living in droves. So the question is, do we need persecution for us to be serious, for this word to make more sense to us? Or we are being fed food that is not exactly the right one? Because the word of God never fails. The word of God is true. It stands on its own. It's a roaring lion. You don't have to defend it. You just unleash it and it does its damage. So, what is happening? Why is it that there are no results? Many of us go to on Sundays, many of us go to church. Even down there, there are no many jams during Sundays. So basically, most of us have interacted the word, say by word of mouth, or we have been carrying it around in your phones or in the physical book. It's available, nobody is going to harm you with it. So how come in the places like this, there is no result? As we are hearing the word of God, why is it that there is no result? Because the way people are living is, they have valid reasons. So you listen to them as you listen to their objections, or they listen to their reasons, you can actually see why they are. But now, Why are they leaving the place where there is solution? It would mean that we are not exactly as fruitful as we might think. As they are basically in every town, for example, in Rongai, in one street we can find over 10 churches. And every Sunday it has people, not just one or two, you're talking about 50 people, talking about 100 people. Every church, these are 10 churches, those are like approximately 500 people going to church in one street. But what is happening that there are no results? Because I know the word of God never comes down and lives like that. So why is there no result from what we are experiencing from God? Is it the food you're eating is not exactly the kind you're eating? Junk just being fattened for the slaughter? Is that what is happening? Because people are living and they have questions that the church can answer, that maybe they're living because nobody is there willing to answer. This is something that we should ask ourselves. Why is it we are in places that there are no results, and when people are living, and for some reason we can find, if you're telling the persons who are dear to you that you are living this faith, most of them will look at you like, what? Why would you? They're looking at you like, you don't realize if you live there is hell. Huh? They're looking at you like, if you live, don't you realize what you're living? And for some reason, I don't believe that Christ came so that we can escape hell. I don't believe so, because if that was the case, then we would just come and died and went back. Instead, he came here, lived here, suffered the way we did, tempted the way we are. I think we should ask ourselves this question. Why is it that people are living? And most likely it's because we are not us. You're not giving fruit, you're not bearing fruit. And do you remember what happened to the tree that did not bear fruit? When Jesus came by and found this fig tree was expecting fruits and did not find it and cast it. Do you realize that is a very serious possibility? That as we are walking this thing, be thinking that we are okay and the process is not giving fruit, that we can be cast out, chopped down into firewood and thrown into the lake of fire. We have got to give result, as in when we stand in front of God, will you be the reason why people left? Will you be the reason why? I do think that people, most of us, we don't exactly use our thinking capacity. There is somebody say wrote a book and the title was Let My People Think. And yes, true. Some of us in the faith, we are not exactly used to thinking. And when this questions arise, these questions that need answers arise, we're not able to account for them. We are like, you're not supposed to ask with these questions. All you need to do is obey. You can't obey what you don't understand. And the interesting thing about this God is like, I am here. Ask away. Seek me, you will find me. Ask every question. And I know we've been told things like, the opposite of faith is doubt. And really it's not the opposite of faith is doubt. Imagine if... Okay, let's just think this through. Okay. If you have faith that this mountain will move, you will operate in that faith. But if you have faith that you can buy bread tomorrow and you have 50 bob, do you think you'll be using that faith to buy the bread? You won't. You just be like, I'm using this 50 bob to buy the bread. So the opposite of faith is not doubt, because when you have doubt, you are asking questions. Why? And questions are valid. They're supposed to be asked so that when you're standing in front of somebody who is who is against the faith, you're able to contend for the faith. We need to give result. We need to bear fruit. This word is being preached tremendously with the app, online applications and social media. The word is readily available to everyone in every platform you want. There, but you're not giving fruit. In fact, with the increased number of platforms that you can easily find the the gospel, the less you become fruitful, the more you become evil, even inventing new ones. I think we should ask questions. I think we should go back to the to the line, the first square, and ask ourselves why. Because they are living, they're not living in ones that ones and twos. No, they are living. They're like, this thing is not working. This thing is it's not beneficial for the community. This thing's not beneficial for me. This thing's not beneficial for whatever. All these things that we have, all these facets that we have for our lives. And if every other person is living, and you are there cringing and frowning at them, what makes you think that you won't be the next one tomorrow? Because if you're not giving fruit, you're going to live too. You're like, what is this for? And I always think that, well, I think there are several groups, and one of them might be like, they are sitting here, they're not understanding what this is about. There's no fruit for it, so they are like, this thing's not for me, I'm going to get another one. But basically, I think what people do in relationships, they're sitting here, they're like, this thing's not working for me, there is no future for this, I leave. While the others are like, I'm living because I believe these things for us. But while I might be the one who has the problem, but so are these other people. And yet, while I'm asking them, there's no answers. How many preachers of late have we seen that have scandals? So many. To the extent that, while, say, 10 years ago, things like cursing was a big deal, now it's not. Because everybody else is doing far more terrible things than cursing. In fact, this time, if you are very observant, you realize masturbation is not a big deal. Pornography is not a big deal. It's ever growing. And while churches will be there like, this thing is bad, it'll take you to hell. People are like, ah. While people don't, absolutely by slowly reaching a point where they don't fear hell, I do believe you preach so, we know so much of what the devil can do. I don't even realize who God is. We have not exactly even started scratching the surface of who God is. And the moment I've realized, the moment you just start knowing who God is, just in a tiny bit of his eternity, like, wow. And once you just understand who God is, in as tiniest of frames, even in the faith of a young child, I do know and I believe in my heart that there will be a result. And as you continue interacting with him like that, it will be more than just you getting things, but you'll be understanding who he is, that the things you are getting are not as important to you as who God is to you. Those are my thoughts for today. Have a good day.